بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the month of Muharram 61 after Hijrah, an event took place in Iraq at a place known as Karbala on the bank of the river Euphrates. It seemed on those days insignificant from the historical point of view. A large army which had been mobilized by the Umayyad regime besieged a group of persons numbering less than 100 and put them under pressure to pay allegiance with the caliph of the time, Yazid, and submit to his authority. The small group resisted and a severe battle took place in which they were all killed. It appeared at that time that, like hundreds of similar events, this battle would be recorded in history and forgotten in time. However, the events that occurred on the 10th of Muharram in Karbala were to become a beacon and an inspiration for future generations. The leader of the small band of men who were martyred in Karbala was Imam Hussein, grandson of the Holy Prophet and son of Ali and Fatima alayhimus salam, for whom the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Hussein is from me and I'm from Hussein." May God love whoever loves Hussein. With the passing away of his brother Imam Hassan alayhi salam in 50 after Hijrah, Imam Hussein alayhi salam became the leader of the household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He respected the agreement of peace signed by Imam Hassan alayhi salam and Muawiyah, and despite the urging of his followers, he did not undertake any activity that threatened the political status. Rather, he continued with the responsibility of looking after the religious needs of the people and was recognized for his knowledge, piety, and generosity. On the other hand, we have Yazid, whose father Muawiyah and grandfather Abu Sufyan, the arch enemy of the Prophet, had always tried to sabotage the mission of the Holy Prophet, and who showed his true color by stating in a poem, "Bani Hashim had staged a play to obtain kingdom." There was neither any news from God nor any revelation. Mas'udi writes that Yazid was a pleasure-seeking person, given to wine drinking and playing with pets. It's no wonder that Imam Hussein's response to Yazid's governor when asked to pay allegiance to Yazid was, "We are the household of the prophethood, the source of messengership, the descending place of the angels. Through us Allah had begun showering his favors, and with us he has perfected his favors. Whereas Yazid is a sinful person, a drunkard, the killer of innocent people, and one who openly indulged in sinful acts. A person like me can never pledge allegiance to a person like him." The revolution of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was an Islamic movement spearheaded by one of the great leaders of Islam. The principles and laws of Islam demanded that Imam Hussein alayhi salam act to warn the Muslim community of the evil situation which it was in and to stand in the way of the deviating ruler. There were two versions of Islam. The governmental Islam, Khilafat, which was represented by Yazid, Islamic teachings and expositions were abused as a cover on deficiencies and injustice of the Umayyad regime, a system of lies for justifying their cruel behaviors. And the original Islam, whose leader was Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he tried to teach by his martyrdom that Islam is the religion protecting the human rights and justice. As Imam Hussein alayhi salam himself remarked when he left Medina for the last time, "I am not rising against Yazid as an insolent or an arrogant person or a mischief monger or tyrant. I have risen against Yazid as I seek to reform the ummah of my grandfather. I wish to beat the good and forbid the evil." Imam Hussein alayhi salam was killed on the battlefield as he was doing sajda. His head was removed from his body on the plains of Karbala, mounted on a spear, and paraded through villages and towns as it was taken to Damascus and presented at the feet of Yazid. Why remember Ashura? Why is Imam Hussein alayhi salam regarded as the leader of the martyrs? It's because he was not just the victim of an ambitious ruler. There's no doubt that the tragedy of Karbala, when ascribed to the killers, is a criminal and terrible act. However, when ascribed to Imam Hussein alayhi salam himself, it represents a conscious confrontation and a courageous resistance for a sacred cause. The whole nation had failed to stand up to Yazid. They had succumbed to his will, and deviation and regression towards the pre-Islamic ways were widely increasing under the name of Allah and Islam. Passiveness by Imam Hussein alayhi salam in this situation would have meant the end of Islam as we know. Thus, Imam Hussein alayhi salam took upon himself the responsibility of the whole nation. The greatest tragedy was that one who stood up for the noblest of causes, the defense of Islam, was cut down in so cruel a manner. It's for this reason that the sacrifice of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is commemorated annually throughout the Muslim world. Our sorrow never abates as we relive the tragedy. The commemoration of Ashura on the 10th of Muharram every year serves to remind us of the sacrifices of the progeny of the Holy Prophet ﷺ in order to protect the rights of the people against a hypocrite so-called Islamic government. It also makes us aware of the people then and now who tried to destroy Islam and the family of the Holy Prophet alayhi salam under the name of Islam and all that they have stood for, as well as those who have watched, listened, and have done nothing.
در زوال زهره عاشورا در زوال زهره عاشورا خنجری دیدم خون می‌گرید مادری دیدم خون می‌گرید در زوال زهره عاشورا در زوال مادری دیدم خون میگرید مادری دیدم خون میگرید در زباله